Three aircrafts took off from the international airport of Goma Sunday, 3rd December, with 98 Kenyan soldiers each. And this is because the East African Community Regional Force starts withdrawing from the DRC as the government of the Democratic Republic of Congo didn't renew their mandate. The first plane took off from Goma early morning at 4, and people of Goma didn't know about what is going on.
I'm sure many will be wondering, why are they withdrawing when the violence in the East continues?
It's because the mandate of the East African Community Regional Force will expire in 1 week, and the force can't stay in a country without any accreditation, as the government of DRC didn't allow them to get one more mandate, they have to leave. And you must also know that these forces had already lost the confidence of Congolese people who accused them to support M23 or to work with M23 instead of engage fighting against rebels.
I'm wondering what has been the reaction, what is the reaction in the Eastern Congo about the withdrawal?
People are happy in the East Democratic Republic of Congo. I'm in Goma, where I could hear people singing with the joy because Kenyans start leaving. You know, people of DRC was asking the government of Congo to make end to the agreement which sent this force in DRC. And this decision of the President Tshisekedi to do not give one more chance to this force will be a positive thing in his campaign, because people will remember that the government did what we liked.
As you and I know, the violence in the East continues. So what is the plan now, especially for the government of the DRC, following the withdrawal of the East African forces? What is the plan?
Violence still ongoing in the field, and the government of DRC have not given any plan yet. But from sources, we heard that after the total withdrawal of this force, another force will come from SADC, the South African country's force, will join FRDC to make end of these threats from all rebel groups, such as M23 and other local groups. You must remember that in the first M23 war, which was in 2012 and 2013, SADC forces fighted alongside with FRDC to chase out M23.